Is green slime as bad for your health as it looks? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsoppel. Algae blooms are expected to form again this summer on Western Lake Erie, and more people want to know whether the toxin in those blooms is making them sick. Back in 2014, people in the Toledo area were told to avoid their tap water because it had been contaminated with that toxin called microcystin. Exposure to it is known to cause flu-like symptoms. Tom Henry is a reporter at the Toledo Blade newspaper who covers Lake Erie. He says doctors at the time weren't able to attribute those symptoms to microcystin because there's no test for it.
The medical community doesn't have an accepted protocol for diagnosing this. They understand what the symptoms are, but there's not a specific way of saying yes or no, have you been exposed to algal toxins?
Experts at the Center for Disease Control, among others, are working now to develop a test. The threat from microcystin is one reason some are urging Congress to continue funding for Great Lakes programs. To hear more about President Trump's proposal to eliminate the $300 million Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, listen to our podcast, Trump on Earth. It's at trumponearth.org. Long-term exposure to certain kinds of air pollution increases the risk of premature death in Americans over 65 years old. That finding holds true even at levels of air pollution below national standards. Rebecca Williams has more.
These findings are from a study by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Francesco Domenici is the study's principal investigator and a professor of biostatistics at Harvard. We reached her by Skype. Domenici says they focused on ozone and fine particulate matter. Those are tiny particles of pollution.
These are very, very fine particles that can penetrate deep into the lungs and can cause all kinds of inflammation, cardiovascular disease, as well as respiratory disease.
She and her team examined Medicare claims records for 60 million Americans over a seven-year period.
One of the important aspects of the study was to collect and link enormous amount of very granular data on exposure to pollution, which we were able to assess up to the zip code of residence of almost every U.S. citizen older than 65.
Domenici says they compared that information with socioeconomic status, health history, and behavioral risk factors. She says they found some people are more susceptible to health problems from air pollution than others.
People that have lower income, African American, and also male have a much higher risk of that, specifically among African American, which was pretty surprising to us.
Domenici argues it's the government's responsibility to make sure we're cutting down on air pollution.
How they can take action is making sure that we are transitioning out from coal-fired power plants. We are regulating traffic. And pretty much all of the steps that have been putting into place to combat climate change will immediately provide a benefit in terms of cleaning our air.
The study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.
There are more stories about health and the environment on our program later this week as our Hazardous to Your Health series continues. Or check out alleghenyfront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsoppel.